Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated. So working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City. DS Services is your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes run by certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
A successful harvest begins with spring planting, and your spring planting finance needs begin at North Star Bank. North Star Bank has agricultural lending specialists to help you with all your farm financing needs. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions, changes, and developments that affect the industry. North Star Bank offers flexible terms and fixed-rate financing so you can have a successful harvest.
This is Chuck Wright, Ag Lending Specialist at North Star Bank. We offer financing terms that make sense for your specific needs. Visit any of North Star Bank's Ag Lending Specialists to get your spring planting needs in line. Set up your appointment today. Let's start a program that works for you.
With North Star Bank's streamlined ag lending process and expert staff, you can get a jump on planting season. North Star Bank's ag lending specialists will work closely with you to meet the needs of your agribusiness. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Hour. We've been through scoring. Bad Axe led at the end, and in the first quarter, 12-9. But Cass City uses 15 points to Bad Axe's 9 to take a 3-point lead into the half, 24-21. Cass City with 9 turnovers on the night. Bad Axe has 4. Rebounding goes in favor of Cass City by 5. They have 14 rebounds. Bad Axe with 9 rebounds. Just one offensive rebound between the two teams, and that goes to Cass City. Bad Axe with 9 defensive rebounds, and that's it. John Whitty, what do you have for shooting?
For shooting for the Bad Axe Hatchets, they were 9 for 29 in the entire first half. That'd be 31%. Breaking it down, going on the inside, they were 7 for 18 at 38%. Don't forget the two that they missed. And then you have 2 for 11 on the outside, 18%. That's not usually the Hatchets' game. They're much better than that. For Cass City, 8 for 24, 33% for the entire half. Inside, they were 4 for 16, 25%. Yeah, the tough was going pretty tough in there. But I'll tell you what, on the outside, they took 8 shots and hit 4 of them. And right there, that's the game. They're one tray up on the Hatchets right now, and it's going to bode for an interesting second half.
So Cass City shooting 33% on the road. Bad Axe shooting 31% at home through 16 minutes of play. A 3-point lead, 24-21 for the Kansas City Redhawks. John, what do you think? Aaron Fernald talked with his team at half.
Well, there's two people that probably are going to try to get the ball into. Right now, Tom Reischauer has been blank, but he's been doing a lot of nice things on the inside, making the extra pass and getting, I don't know how many assists, but he's done a nice job. So I think he's going to try to get him the ball and get him into the scoring column. And as far as Sandon Cathrell, yes, he has 7, but I think he's worth maybe about 10 more, 11 more around through there. So they're going to get the ball through him. Colin Rubel has 6 right now. The question is, does he maintain that pace in the second half? Usually he's a one-half-at-a-time kind of player, what I have seen. And Landon Schenck, he's the kid that I think is the rock that you build on. He has five right now, and we're going to see if he can continue the trend.
Cassidy will start out on offense, inbounding from midcourt to the left wing, now going left to right across your radio. Reischauer at the left wing, trying to feed to Colin Ruble on the give-and-go inside the lane, over to the right wing to San Cathrell, but it's tipped out of bounds by Aaron Soles, and it will be Cassidy ball underneath the run hoop. 7:48 left in the third quarter, 24-21, Cassidy leading, and Colin Ruble will inbound for the Red Hawks underneath the run hoop. Ruble, who looks like about 27 years old, inbounds it, tries to feed into Logan Schenck, and it's tipped out of bounds by Mike Messick.
I remember when he first came up. Yeah, now he's got a beard going and everything. You know, I just got to shake my head from ear to ear.
You're just jealous, John. He has hair.
That's true.
Bryce Fernald dribbling down the key to Reischauer. Inside
there
lane, jump stop, and goes up, and it is tipped away, and it'll be Cassidy ball. But nice slash to the basket there by Tom Reischauer.
There was no denying him. He was going to the hoop.
Reischauer will inbound the 6'4" Dutchman. Over to the right wing to Schenck, to Fernald, right wing. At the right elbow. Cathrell for three. This one is good.
That's a dagger right there.
He has 10, and it's now a six-point lead for the Kansas City Redhawks. That's their largest of the night, 27-21. 7:25 left in the third quarter. Kansas City in transition now after a turnover. Jack Clancy tips it out of bounds out of Bryce Fernald's hands, and it'll be Kansas City ball. Fifth turnover for Bad Axe. 27-21, Cassidy now leading by 6 points.
Cassidy could blow this open right now.
Bad Axe trying to avoid a three-game skid. Logan Schenck gets the inbound to the right corner inside the lane. The floater is no good. Rebound, long rebound brought in by Cody Tulaski, but it's last touched out of bounds. Tulaski lost his footing, fell to the ground, and he was the last one to touch it. That's another turnover, the sixth on the night. And now Cassidy back in offense, trying to extend the six-point lead, 27-21. We've played 51 seconds here in the third quarter. Bryce Fernald gets stolen away by Cody Tulaski. Goes on the left side of the lane. He's hammered. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Well, Tulaski couldn't dunk it on that one because he didn't even get a chance to get his ball or get the ball out of his hands.
Actually, that was a pretty smart foul by Fernald.
That's his third, though. Team's first in the second half.
They can beat you at the line.
Tulaski. 1-for-1 from the free throw line. Now 1-for-2. Easy miss that one. Substitution, Hayden Horn checks in, replaces a 3-foul Bryce Fernald. Getting a talk from his coach and father simultaneously. Second free throw from Tulaski. This one is good. 2-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. Cuts down the deficit to 5 points. Cass City 27. Bad Axe 22. We played 1 minute into the third.
And this is where Bad Axe digs in.
Reischauer stolen by Emmerich. Emmerich in transition. Pump fake, jump stop at the left block. This one's no good. Rebound still loose and brought in by San Cathrell and clears it out. But there's Jack Clancy to steal it away. Back to the top to Mike Messing. First turnover for Cassidy in this half. And the three from the top of the key from Tulaski is no good. Last touched by Mike Messing, Cassidy ball.
Yeah, I know the laws of averages average out. Bad Axe was 2-for-11 in the first half of three-point land. It's time that they really take the ball inside.
Hayden Horn brings the ball up for Cassidy. To left wing to Cathrell. Cathrell to Schenck in between the high and low post. Works his way inside the lane. Kicks into the right corner to Ruble. Back out to Cathrell, right wing. Trying to feed into Reischauer. Emmerich on him, closing him up. Into the corner, Colin Ruble pops the three. This one's up, this one's off the mark. John was right so far. Rebound brought in by Mike Messing for Bad Axe. Jensen Earp bringing the ball up, leading, trailing by 5 points, 22-27 to the road team, Cass City. Tulaski to Clancy, top of the key. This one's three is no good. Rebound brought in by Hayden Horn. And here comes Cass City. To the right wing, Cathrell. Clancy on him. Into Schenck, right wing, right block extended. Into the corner, Cathrell for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Emmerich for Bad Axe. 12th rebound for Bad Axe tonight. Cassidy with 16. Soles directing traffic. Feeds it into Clancy in the right corner. Cathrell guarding him. Man-to-man defense here for Cassidy. Jensen Emmerich, right wing. Counterable on him. 5 feet behind the three-point line. Back into the corner. Soles, Horn guarding him. slows things down